From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at an industrial fair on Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria. A gay rights activist and his friend have been hacked to death by suspected Islamist militants in an apartment in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. At least five attackers came to Shulhaz Manan's apartment, posing as couriers, and attacked him and a friend. They also injured a security guard. Witnesses say the men shouted Allahu Akbar as they fled the scene. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' joint effort to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. Trump calls it a horrible act of desperation. Kasich said he would stop campaigning in the Midwestern state of Indiana to give Cruz a better shot of winning there, and Cruz agreed to halt his efforts in two Western states to make way for Kasich. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is demanding that Pakistan evict fugitive Taliban leaders and hand them over to the Afghanistan government for trial. In a hard-hitting speech to a joint session of Parliament Monday, Mr. Ghani said Pakistani leaders promised they would use force against Taliban leaders who refused to end the war and join peace talks. This is VOA News.